بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سار على سبيله ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. Respected ulama kiram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, towards the latter part of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the strands of hair in his Mubarak beard began to turn grey, on one occasion Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu expressed his worry and concern. And he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, O Messenger of Allah, it seems as though you have aged, the hair in your beard is starting to turn grey. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then replied to him and said that, شَيَّبَتْنِي هُودٌ وَأَخَوَاتُهَا. It is in fact the severe warnings that are mentioned in Surah Hud and its sisters. In another narration, the other surahs have been mentioned. Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Surah Al-Mursalat, Surah Al-Naba and Surah Al-Takwir. It is the severe warnings sounded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these surahs that have caused me to age before my time, that have caused my beard to turn grey. Yet, my respected brothers and elders, if we have to look into these surahs, and in particular Surah Hud, we find that there is great mention, detailed mention, of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon those nations who had belied their messengers, their anbiya, and those nations who had earned the displeasure and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet, we find that in these stories, in these incidents, there is not only a warning for us, but as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another verse, وَكُلَّن نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. Allah addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says to him that these incidents, these narrations of the anbiya of the past, and their nations who had earned the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we narrate them to you, and what is the purpose behind this? مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. So that we may strengthen your heart by means of these stories. In other words, they may become a means of motivation for you. They may become a source of inspiration to you. If we have to look into Surah Hud, perhaps the greatest lesson that we are taught is in the opening verses of the 12th para, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. That there is no creature in this world except that its sustenance, its rozi, its provision is a responsibility upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Under this verse, Alama Qurtubi rahimahullah mentions an incident relating to the Banu al-Ash'ar tribe, a tribe from which the famous Sahabi Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu belongs to. On one occasion, a few members of this group, this tribe, had migrated to Medina Munawwara. And when they arrived in Medina Munawwara, their funds and their supplies that they had brought along on their journey were now depleted, were used up. So they sent a messenger to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, requesting him to please make some arrangements for them, to send some food for them. This messenger comes to the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and when he arrives at the front door, he hears the Nabi of Allah reciting these verses, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. That there is no creature in this world except that its sustenance is upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he hears these verses, he is overtaken by shame, by modesty, and he returns to his companions without asking the Nabi of Allah anything. When he comes to them, and this was the iman of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that when they heard any verse of the Holy Quran, immediately they would have faith, they would have yaqeen and conviction in the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he comes to his companions and he says to them, that أَبْشِرُوا فَقَدْ أَتَاكُمُ الْغَوْثِ. Rejoice, glad tidings be to you. The help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is soon on its way to you. His companions, upon hearing this, they think that perhaps our companion has requested the Nabi of Allah for something, and soon he is going to send some assistance for us. A short while passes, and they find two men coming towards them carrying a large tray on which there is meat, bread, some provisions, which they could now eat and satiate their hunger with. So they take this food, they eat to their full, and they find that there is still something remaining. So they decide that etiquette demands that we return what is left over to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Perhaps he can use it to fulfill the need of some poor person, or he can use it for his own benefit. So they send two individuals to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when they come to the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they hand over to him this leftover food, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam expresses surprise. that I did not send anything to you. And finally he then says to them, that ذَلِكَ شَيْءٌ رَزَقَكُمُهُ اللَّهِ. This is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divinely planned and sent to you. Because of your faith and your conviction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your provider. There was a pious person by the name of Hatim al-Asam. And on one occasion somebody asked him the question that مِنْ أَيْنَ تَأْكُلُ. That, oh Hatim, outwardly in our terms, we'll say you have no degree, you have no financial stability, you have no job security. Where is it that you find sustenance from? How do you provide for your family? So Hatim, with a smile on his face, he narrated the following couplet and he said, وَكَيْفَ أَخَافُ الْفَقْرَ وَاللَّهُ رَازِقِي وَرَازِقُ الْخَلْقِ فِي الْعُسْرِ وَالْيُسْرِ تَكَفَّلَ بِالْأَرْزَاقِ لِلْخَلْقِ كُلِّهِمِ وَلِلْضَبِّ فِي الْبَيْدَى وَلِلْحُوتِ فِي الْبَحْرِ. He says, how is it possible that I fear poverty, whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my provider? And not only does He provide for me, but He provides for the entire creation in times of adversity and in times of prosperity. تَكَفَّلَ بِالْأَرْزَاقِ لِلْخَلْقِ كُلِّهِمِ. Allah has taken it upon Himself to provide for His entire creation. وَلِلْضَبِّ فِي الْبَيْدَى وَلِلْحُوتِ فِي الْبَحْرِ. Be it a small insect deep in the forest or a large whale which is in the depths of the ocean. This is a responsibility that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken upon Himself. If we look at ourselves in today's time, then it is no secret that the greatest concern, the greatest worry that any person has every morning when he wakes up is that how will I put food on the table? How will I provide for myself and my family? I have to pay for my children's education. I have to pay for my car, for my home. I have to put food on the table. I've got expenses that are building up. Let us rest assured that this verse, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken it upon Himself that I will provide for every single creation of mine. Thereafter, towards the end of Surah Hud, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the different stories of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam and the nations who were destroyed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gives a command, a directive to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And He says to him, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ. That after narrating to you all these incidents, all these stories, now the command to you, O Nabi of Allah, is that you be steadfast as you have been commanded to. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma used to say that it is with regard to this specific verse that the hair in the beard of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned grey. He also would say that there is no verse in the entire Quran that is more severe upon the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam than this verse. Because istiqamah, steadfastness, is something which is extremely difficult. Let us look into our own lives. A person falls ill, a small flu or a sore throat, and we find that day his Quran tilawat suffers. He leaves out his zikr for the day, or his salah becomes qaza. Or a person goes on a journey, he is on safar, and we find that day also his Quran tilawat falls off, or his salah is reduced, his ibadat begins to decrease. Because istiqamat is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves very dearly. Why? Because it is so difficult. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ. That the most beloved of actions in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those actions which are done perpetually. Those actions which are done with steadfastness, even though they may be small in quantity. That is why ulama say that it is better that a person reads even 2 pages of the Holy Quran every day. This is better than a person reading 2 paras today and nothing the next day, and nothing the next day, and nothing the next day. 5 paras the day after and nothing the day after that. But a person does gradually and perpetually these type of actions that a person brings into his life. Actions, ibadat that he does with steadfastness. He does not leave it out, whether he is sick, whether he is at home, whether he is traveling. Then these are the actions that will protect his iman and that will protect him from the attacks of shaitan. Sufyan bin Abdullah al-Thaqafi radiallahu anhu, on one occasion he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he requested him for advice. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Simple advice, that say, I believe in Allah, and thereafter have istiqamat, have steadfastness. Because this, what is the reward for istiqamat? What is the reward for steadfastness? Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Those who say that our Lord is Allah, and then they bring steadfastness into their life, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. The angels themselves will descend upon them and say, لَا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. There is no fear upon you. There is no grief upon you. أَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. Glad tidings to you of Jannat which you have been promised. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. We, the angels, are your awliya. We are your friends. We are your guardians. Not only in the akhirah, but in this world also. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. The bounties of Jannat have been promised to those people who bring iman and then have istiqamat, then have steadfastness in their life. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.